الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تسائر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من تواضع لله رفعه الله وقال أيضا الكبر بطن الحق وغمط الناس صدق الله تعالى وصدق رسول النبي الكريم الحمد لله beloved brothers and elders just a muzakara we all here for islah our spiritual reformation alhamdulillah we just heard the bayan and shukr so every time we start a bayan alhamdulillah the ulama start they make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it's not just a formality it's really we have to inculcate that into us And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Mawlana explained it, you will see every dua start off with Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. Alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba. So all the time we are making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest thing we have to make the shukr of is the shukr and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. So by reading these daily duas that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, you know we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the iman. Now if you look at the dua after eating, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. So we're eating like 3 times a day minimum. So if we realize and ponder of this dua, we didn't maybe even realize that we're thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the food, the drink, and we have thanked Him for making us Muslims and for giving us iman. So if we're reading the dua, Alhamdulillah, we are even thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the iman, and we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The topic that we will be discussing today, and a very important topic, is that on pride and anger. Ulama Ikram mentioned that these are Ummul Amraz, the mother of all ailments. Now, whatever we are going to speak today is all from our Hazrat and from other Ulama Ikram. So Hazrat always says that we have the spiritual heart, and we are always worried about our physical heart. That we're always worried about physical heart, so we go to the doctor, we go for our checkups. Let's see what sickness I have, how's my heart, how's my sugar levels, my blood pressure. And we're always checking on our physical heart. So these majalis, these istimals, these jalsas are there to now reflect on our spiritual heart and see what ailments we have in our heart that is keeping us back, and these the places for treatment. So pride, what is pride? You see, sometimes we think, you know, it comes also that, you know, a person likes to dress well, a person likes to keep it clean and tidy. Is that pride? Pride is batarul haq, to suppress the truth and to look down upon people. That is pride. So being neat, being clean, being tidy, that is inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. We have been commanded to be clean, to be. That is not pride. So we should keep that in mind. The ayat which I recited before you, وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّةَ لَلْنَاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِيهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ Allah Ta'ala does not love مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ So what is مُخْتَالٍ? What is فَخُور? Generally we will translate it as a proud person. مُخْتَال is that person, firstly, that is high of himself. He is egotistic. It's me. Ana. Me. So he thinks high of himself. And fakhur is that person who looks down upon other people. So what is this pride, and what are the results, and what happens when this is in us? So we are here to make Islah. That's everyone. And let's not say this is for this person. Alhamdulillah. We should see where do I fit in this. You see, also when we have this amraz, these sicknesses, then certain of these sicknesses prevent us from doing more good, or they will make us do more evil. For example, we take this of pride. So a proud person, you know, it comes in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the person who greets first is free from pride. So let's make it a habit that we greet first. A proud person will never greet. Why must I greet? He must greet me first. Why must I get up? I'm somebody. I have this, I have that. So we must be the first to greet, to make salam. And we have been commanded Ala adullukum ala sin idha fa'altum tahababtum. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, should I not show you something that if you do it, you will love one another? Afshu salama bainakum, spread salam. So whoever, who you know, who you don't know, make salam. Especially in these dini gatherings, we just make salam. Make salam common. So salam also will then reduce a person's pride. Because a proud person won't make salam. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi was once walking past, and he walked past a group of youngsters, they were playing whatever, and he went past. And after that he realized that I did not greet them. Kana Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusallimu ala sibiyan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to greet the youngsters. So he came back and he said, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. He greeted them, they replied, wa alaikum assalam. Then there was one youngster that Malik bin Dinar said, this person has something in him. He said, let me speak to him. And he said, what is the ma bain al farq bain al aql wa nafs? What is the difference between the intellect and nafs, your ego? So this youngster says, you passing and going by us without making salam, that was your ego, your nafs. And then your intellect brought you back and make salam. The same Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, we have also heard this many times from Hazrat, that it was said, he said that if it is said that may the most evil person go to the door. He said that no one will go to the door before me unless that person that can run faster than. When Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah heard the statement, he said this is what made Malik Malik. He said that humbleness. Who was Malik bin Dinar? And what he thought of himself. And this is, we have to see ourselves, where we fit, how we walk. Mutarrif bin Abdullah, he was sitting one day and a person went past. And this person was swaggering. You know, sometimes we also, we feel good about ourselves. Now we got a nice kurta, we got a nice turban, well, we groomed up well and we're looking nice. And then we walk, you know, with pride, with a swagger. So what is this? So he told this person, Allah and his Rasul don't like that type of walking. So this person told him, Muharrab, his name was, he said, Amata Arifuni, don't you know who I am? You know me? So he said, yes, I know you. I know you very well. Your start and your beginning was from a filthy drop of sperm. Your end will be a corpse which emits an odor. And between the two, you are a utensil carrying filth. That is we are. So a person has pride for a few reasons. The first one is because of him. Person has knowledge, whether it's dunyawi knowledge, dini knowledge, general knowledge, you know, some people know it all. So person has this pride because of knowledge. You know, and the, how do they show it? You should ask me, you know, I know. And in the family also we'll see sometimes when there's something taking place, when there's some discussion place, they don't listen to me. You see, I told them, they should have listened to me. I know. You know why? The final say is mine. I know everything. So that is pride. And the way the person walks, the way the person talks, these are all the qualities of pride. So when a person has knowledge, he has been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever ni'mah, he reads Quran very well. That's why we know the hadith also that on the day of Qiyamah a few people will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them will be a person who read beautiful Quran. And it will be said that you read to show the people. So that also. So our Hazrat also always tells us that whenever we have a ni'mat, you read beautifully, you accomplish something, you give some good advices, somebody praises you, then you attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, it is a blessing from Allah. The barakat of my sheikh, the barakat of my ustad, the du'as of my parents. So these things, we attribute it then, not to ourselves, because we know what we are. And every person knows himself very well. What is his status? So the first one is of knowledge. The second one is amal. Amal. Whatever actions we do also, sometimes we become proud of that. Alhamdulillah, not that we mustn't do it. Our Zat also tells us that if a person is reading namaz in the first serf, he's whatever, he's doing good, and people talk about him and people praise him, then that is not pride, because he didn't ask for it, he didn't want it. People are saying that alhamdulillah, this person, you will see him always in the first serf, he's always early for salah. So that is different. Doesn't mean we mustn't give up doing these things. But when a person now has that little pride, that you know me, I'm before Adhan in a masjid, or I'm sitting in the first surf, or I get up for tahajjud, you know. And sometimes in statements also, you know, a person will say, today I'm very tired, I'm up from 3 o'clock. What he's trying to say is that I wake up early from 3 o'clock. The same example our Hazrat gives also always. He says that person went to visit somebody, when people go for Hajj and Umrah, then they come back, you go for Kajun and Zamzam. Then that person came and visited him, so he told his servant, his Khadim, they bring the Zamzam and Kajun for my third Hajj. So in one statement, he destroyed three Hajj, the reward of three Hajj. So we should also keep in mind some small things, which is very, very common. We see sometimes also these groups, family groups, WhatsApp messages. So when we send our messages also, whatever we want to do it, send it after Salat of Fajr or just before Fajr. So sometimes we are up early, so when we are sending that message, whatever it is, the hadith of the day, whatever we have, we are sending it, now we are sending it at 4 o'clock. So it shows there in the WhatsApp message, this message was sent at 4 o'clock. Not even realizing you have put out there into that whole group that you were up at 4 o'clock. Sometimes someone also asks you, request you, make dua for me. Inshallah, tahajjud time, when I get up at tahajjud, I'll make dua for you. What you are doing is between you and Allah. Sometimes we have, you know, on our phone, this location. So you're going somewhere, you don't want anybody to know where you're going. You put your location off. They can't track you, they can't see where you are. Tahajjud time is the time between you and Allah. Put your location off. Nobody must know where you are, what you're doing. Nobody can see. It's between you and Allah. That is the time that you are now. It's only you and your Allah. And our Hazrat always say that is the best time. Because at that time no phone is ringing. There's no meetings. That is the best time. So you got that time. So don't even look at your phone. No, we all got it there. But first thing in the morning we already checking our messages, because we slept at 10 o'clock. So now what came after that? What's happening after that? So we already last seen 3:45. So your person was already up. So these are small things. I mean, we are all here for muzakara, where we can benefit. How do we, you know, treat the sickness of pride? Then also some small things. For example, now batarul haq is to deny the truth. So that also we don't take advice, because why? We are proud. I know it. Who's he to tell me? I know it all. Forget taking advice from our seniors. We reach such a stage that we then even don't take advice from our elders. The mashayikh tell us something. One of, you know, the signs of pride goes from, you know, from pride against Allah, like Fir'aun. He said, "Ana rabbukumul a'la." I'm the highest. I'm Allah. I'm the Lord. So he had pride against Allah. Then there were people that had pride against the Anbiya. They say, "Mali hada rasul ya'kulu ta'am wa yamshu." That's why. What kind of a Nabi is this? He eats and he walks in the bazaar. So then we also, now, okay, that it doesn't apply to us, but this is amongst ourselves. So now we won't even forget taking, I'm said, from youngsters, we won't even take advice from our elders. We won't even take advice from the mashayikh. Why? Because we know it all. Me to mehu. Allah save us from this. It prevents us. This is one of the things that prevents you from further. Because now you don't make salam. You won't take advice. You won't make khidmat. You see, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala, when anything fell, if there something fell down, the rope or something fell down from the animal they were mounted on, they would get it down himself and pick it up. Today, just get me water. Now we come, we four of us in a car, so we stop there, we need to buy water from the shop. I'll take all the money. Money is not a problem. I'll just get us some water there. Why? Because we're looking at that person lower than me. He's lower than me, he must go buy the water. Sayyidul Qawm Khadimuhum. The khadim, you want to be a leader, you must be the khadim. When you stop there and you need water, get out of the car, go yourself and buy the water. So you're not doing anything. That action of yours has said that you lower than me, you must go buy. You must go buy the water. So the first one we said is pride because of ilm. The second one is because of amal, you know, our actions. So that also, we become proud, and that very detrimental, because firstly that action we're doing, we don't even know if Allah accepted it. We proud about it. I get up for tahajjud, I am in the first serve, I do this, I do that, but we don't even know if it's accepted. And even if it is accepted, Allah gave us the tawfiq. Tomorrow Allah won't give us the tawfiq. Sometimes you see, some night, you maybe were in a discussion, you went to a braai, you went to a function or something. The next morning, you are deprived of the tahajjud. You don't know why, you just couldn't wake up. Your alarm was there, you in your sleep you opted. Sometimes your fajr also goes. Because why? These actions, some actions then deprive us from, because Allah gives us the tawfiq. So that day, Allah didn't allow us for that communication with Him. Then we got another one, is nasab. People, because of nasab and family status, whatever it is, in today our time, you know, that old Maman, all that is gone about now. But today, you know, I'm white, I'm rich, I'm that. Okay, the wealth we're coming to, but this color. Today, you know, so it's in that nasab, that I'm from this family. You know, my grandfather was this person, my dada was this. So that family, so nasab. Then also, another thing is maal. Maal is also a cause, you know, cause of pride. Because generally, you know, when we come into this hadith just now, where it's mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes three people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes sinning, that we know. But more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes an old person that sins. And I was always say, bachpan ho gaya, but bachpan nahi gaya. We 55, 60, 65, but we still acting like we young. So sinning Allah doesn't like. But more, Allah does not like the sinning of an old person. Then also, coming to our topic now, is this. A person has got nothing, is a poor person, but he's proud. Allah does not like a proud person. Generally a proud person Allah doesn't love. But worse and more, Allah does not love a poor but proud person. Just we got nothing. We don't have knowledge. We got no amal. We got no wealth. We got nothing, but we still have pride. So what do you have? You know, it's not to say that a rich man has a right to have pride, but at least he's got money, so he can have. But we got nothing, and we proud. Then on the other hand, we look at the flip side. Allah Ta'ala loves the obedient person, and from the obedient person, Allah loves that young obedient person. Like how Allah dislikes the sinner, the old sinner, Allah loves the young obedient sinner. Because he's still young, he's got that energy. From, you know, the hadith that Sabatun Yadilum of Yadil, seven people will be under the shade of the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them will be that Shabun Nashafi Ibadat. That young boy that spent his youth in the Ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be under the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala loves obedience, and more the obedience of the young boy. Then, humbleness. What we call humbleness, tawadu. Allah loves humbleness, and Allah loves more the humbleness of a rich person. He's rich, but he's humble. So nasab, we said about nasab, then we said about maal. We come to this way the maal came about. So this wealth also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this wealth. Tomorrow Allah can take it off. There's no need to be proud. When what you must do with this wealth is spend it how Allah wants you to spend. Then you can say you did something. Hazrat always says, the best rich person is at the door of the poor person. The best rich person is at the door of the poor person, and the worst poor person is at the door of the rich person. So what it means is that we should not give the poor person an opportunity and to come to us to make him the worst. Let's be the best and go to him before he needs to come to us. Allah has blessed us with wealth. Let's spend on our family. Let's spend this wealth. And the more you spend, the more you will get. I heard now today about a person. You know, 2 years ago was the lockdown. So it was a hard time for everybody. So this person, somehow it came up. He didn't say it out of boasting or something, but it just came out. That month of Ramadan, it was Ramadan, and people were battling. So he said, this month, whatever rental I get from people that are staying in the houses, no rental this month. So he didn't take rental for them for that month of Ramadan. Then one property partners So because he made maaf of the rental, now the partners, whether they want to make maaf or they don't want to, so from his money he paid the partners. So they thought the rental came. That was in 2020. 2021, Allah put it in my heart that, you know, we must be kind to our people in Ramadan. That hadith, when we start in the month of Ramadan, that those people that work to you bring to lighten the burden. So he said, you know, the silky thing is back to normal, but I'm going to make it my ma'mool now that every year Ramadan, all my tenants rental maaf. And that month of Ramadan, everybody knows in the month of Ramadan we have even more expenses. The children need clothes. Somehow Ramadan, there is barakat also, there is barakat in the month of Ramadan, a lot of things, but expenses are also a little more. So you must know that rental, whatever is your rental, 10,000, 8,000, depending on what your rental is, to you it's nothing. You got 11 months rental. That person, for that month, he's got no extra money, he doesn't have to worry. Maybe he can take out his zakat that month, because he takes out the zakat in the month of Ramadan. That month he has money, he needed to change his car tires. Today, how much it is. So he, at least now he has the opportunity when it rentals, he can change his tires. Sometimes he's packed on his lights and water because he has to pay rental. So now he's backlogged with his lights and water. So now that month he hasn't got rental to pay. Alhamdulillah, he's got extra money, he can catch up with his lights and water. It's almost time up. So we just go over quickly the others. So that is mal. So we got mal. Then after that, jamal. Another cause of pride is a person's beauty. Now because he has beauty, you know, he's good looking, everything, so he has a pride. Then another one is kathratul ansar. A person has a lot of helpers, he's got contacts. And the person, you know, in statements, he says, no, alhamdulillah, I got contacts, you should have come to me, I'll sort it out for you, I'll make a few phone calls. So, contacts. And the other one is quwa. Some people, Allah has blessed them with strength, with physical strength, mental strength, any type of achievement they can, they best. So that is forms of pride. We should keep these things in mind. And also, one of the things, alhamdulillah, I benefited from Hazrat Mullah Yunus Daya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, in Marlboro. One day we were sitting in a mashwara, and we all, when with mashwara, you ask to give your rai, So every person gives a rai. Maulana mentioned a very, very interesting thing. He says that when every person gives his rai, he thinks he is right. He thinks he is right. There's five people that are making mashwara, every person gives a right, and every person thinks he is right. But obviously all can't be right, that's why there's an Amir. Now the Amir will make the decision. I mean, whatever Allah puts in the heart of the Amir, he will make it. All five can't be right. So there's one. But you will see, you notice that when maybe it happened to me, definitely, it maybe happened to us also, that, you know what, I told them, but they never listened to me. They didn't want to listen to me. I said that. So that's ana. May others say that, slaughter it. Let's get this out. You should know that all this is the ni'mat of Allah. Make shukr, this is the blessings of Allah. And know that Allah is going to take it any time away from us. So what we have, we know what's our beginning, we know what's our end, and what we're walking around in the middle of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal of what is deserved. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.